This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Vatican says Pope John Paul II is resting comfortably and breathing on his own after undergoing surgery yesterday. Doctors performed a tracheotomy to ease the Pope's breathing difficulties. He was also said to be suffering from a relapse of the flu. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is following the story and joins me now from Rome. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Sylvia, tell us what you know about the Pope's condition.
Well, the Vatican spokesman, Joachim Navarro-Valls, met the press for a few minutes today and said that the Pope had spent a restful night and has been breathing unassisted since the surgery. In other words, he's never been on a respirator. Navarro-Valls insisted that the surgery was elective, meaning it was not urgent or an emergency procedure, but was undertaken to help the pontiff breathe while his larynx is constricted. He said the Pope's eating normally. For breakfast, he had café au lait with 10 small biscuits and a yogurt. And he said that as soon as the Pope returned to his hospital room last night, John Paul asked for a piece of paper and wrote down these words, "What did they do to me?" followed by dots, and then, "But I am always totus tuus." This is the Pope's motto addressed to the Virgin Mary, meaning, "I am totally in your hands." And Navarro-Valls also insisted that the Pope never had any form of pneumonia and that the next bulletin is not expected until Monday.
I gather that his doctors are asking him not to speak for a few days. What are the immediate physical consequences of a tracheotomy?
Well, again, Navarro-Valls said that he will be unable to speak for an extended period of time, and outside medical experts say that he'll probably require a longer hospitalization than the 10 days he spent at the Gemelli Hospital earlier this month. You know, there's a kind of tragic irony here, because John Paul was once known as the great communicator, and he was the globe-trotting pastor to the world. Now he's afflicted with Parkinson's and severe arthritis. He's stooped, he's unable to walk or stand on his own, and his voice has sometimes, in recent periods, become almost unintelligible. And now he'll be prevented from speaking in any form for an unknown period of time.
The Pope was released from the hospital 2 weeks ago after being admitted with the flu. Was that too early?
Well, according to the Italian media, yes. The Italian daily Corriere della Sera writes today that doctors had advised the Pope not to return to the Vatican, but that the Pope insisted he wanted to get back to work. And the paper says that the Pope was weak and that these 2 weeks back home did not lead to any substantial recovery. He didn't spare himself. He appeared twice, two Sundays in a row, at his window, open window. And it's been unusually cold and wet weather the last few weeks here. And on Wednesday, he appeared in a video hookup reading a message during the general audience. And it was clear he was having great physical difficulty.
And is it likely that the Pope will soon be able to carry out his duties?
Well, we don't know. It's going to be up to doctors. We know that we don't even know this Sunday. Navarro-Valls said tomorrow he will visit with the Pope, see what he wants to do. Usually the Pope appears at noon at his window overlooking St. Peter's Square, gives his greetings to the crowd. Clearly, we won't hear his voice this time. We'll know better tomorrow what the Pope intends to do on Sunday.
Sylvia, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Sylvia Pagioli speaking from Rome.